This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods, and we're talking today with Jen Birdie, Membership Director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce, and Nick Murphy, Writer-Director of All Night Skate. They're going to tell us about a 90s trivia night that is supporting the movie All Night Skate that's being filmed in Jackson this summer. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
So, Jen, tell us quickly, just what's up? Update on the trivia?
Yes, so we are having a Back to the 90s trivia night. It is this Friday, May 18th, at the Jackson Civic Center. The doors open at 6:30. The event starts at 7. Teams of all sizes are by all means welcome. Dress in your best 90s attire. And again, we're just looking for, you know, a great time. It's going to be a great trivia night, raising money for the movie All Night Skate, hosted by the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce this Friday, May 18th at 7 o'clock at the Jackson Civic Center. And they can RSVP by calling the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce at 573-243-8131.
So, Nick, you're the writer-director of All Night Skate. Tell us about the movie.
The movie is a semi-autobiographical tale of myself and my friends who actually worked at that old Jackson skating rink back in the 1990s. And the film is set in that time frame, too. And it tells the story of a group of friends who work at the skating rink on the last all-night skate of the entire summer. And a lot of them have already graduated high school, so they don't know when this all-night skate is over, if they're ever going to see each other again, and how their friendships are going to be affected going forward, you know. And, you know, it's when we're all kind of in high school and we all have the roads ahead of us of where our lives are going to take us. And I think the themes of that film really speak to a lot of people. And not everybody had a skating rink, but maybe they had a bowling alley, or maybe they had just that place they hung out and that group of friends that meant so much to them. And so we're hoping to tell a really great drama with some heart and some comedy in there too, and tell a story about some real kids working through some real problems in this feature film.
Wow. So you've already done some pre-production work. Sort of kind of give us an idea on timeline, when you're going to be shooting and how things are going to play out.
Well, we're wrapping up pre-production now because we're about 3 weeks out. So it's a lot of days with not a lot of sleep. And but it's really coming together and falling into place. And it's so great to see Southeast Missouri kind of embrace this movie, because with a movie like Gone Girl that came a few years ago, that was a Hollywood film with a really big budget and a lot of name talent, a lot of very talented people in that movie. And our movie is very independent. It's a grassroots, do-it-yourself community film. And so it's really great to see the community embrace the film. And what's exciting is, because we don't have those restrictions, because of our budget's low, we're a non-union film, we're able to bring on a lot of people in the community to work on it. We just brought on some people, current SEMO students. We were working with Dr. Wow. Jim Defeck and Fred Jones, and we had a big presentation, and we got about four or five people from the media department who are on board in key positions on our crew.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And they're so excited, they're so jazzed, because they're like, we don't have this opportunity to learn how to do this. And so now they do.
So when would you expect the movie would be out for folks around here to be able to watch?
Well, we want to have our big premiere hopefully in the fall. When we wrap here in the summer, we're going to bring it to LA, and we're going to go into the post-production process. And as soon as it's ready, the first premiere, the first place I'm showing it, I'm flying right back here. I just cannot wait. I cannot wait for this to come together and to show everybody this film. It's going to be really special.
Nick Murphy's the writer-director of All Night Skate. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Jen Birdie is the membership director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the event and listen to our complete interview with writer-director Nick Murphy. That's all at krcu.org. Just click on local and then Going Public.